Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Oh, here we go. Big Tuesday podcast. Bridge is back, fresh from her honeymoon of 24 hours.
Right out of the wrapper. There you
are. Welcome back, Bridge.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. And one of the highlights over the last few days, and I want to talk about it, is wedding speeches. And
they were all right, weren't they?
They were a highlight.
Oh, they were a highlight. Why?
Because I enjoyed them, and I just we might take some calls a little later on about some of the wedding speeches that might not have gone as planned.
Right, like this.
Well, this was your MC.
Yourselves hit the bar. We have got the main course coming up, so it is now party time, ladies and gentlemen. All right, talk amongst yourselves.
Gee, he was awesome.
Toddy, he
got us up and about. He got us up and about.
I don't know what was going on. We had a nightclub DJ I'd never met at a day wedding.
And a bloke playing bongos.
And a bloke playing bongos who was absolutely on fire. Yeah, I'll give you a rundown of who's best on ground and what I thought of the wedding. And, Ben, I swear I saw, and I've heard reports, a glistening, misty eyeball glistening down the cheekbones of Spider during the speech when I mentioned you.
This spider right here.
No, it was when I got the bill for the bourbons.
Oh, yeah.
That's a point. Oh.
Also, today on the podcast, we're going to introduce you to an incredible Gold Coast family from Upper Coomera. We're going to hear the story of Layla and her family. She's a single mum. She's got two kids. They're doing it really, really tough.
Yeah, they are.
So we'll tell you the whole story. Well, she'll tell you the story. Yeah. And we want to do something nice for them as well.
Yeah, that's for sure, because it's time's not on their side, and time is what we're going to try, and experiences are what we are going to try and give them.
And that's a great thing. They just love the Gold Coast.
It's all happening on the podcast. Hey, look, we people get in touch with us from time to time.
For all different reasons.
All different reasons.
Sure do.
And this is the story of Jane, who contacted us about her friend, Layla.
Well, Layla has had cancer since February 16 when it was diagnosed. She has two children, one who's 11, a little boy called Sandrin, and she has a daughter, Mirella, 14, who has cerebral palsy. Layla has stopped treatment for her cancer at this point, and the family's been under tremendous stress, both with Layla's treatment and because they're State House is being renovated currently so that Mirella can move around the house more easily.
Yeah.
So they're living in one room in the house, and we had felt that it would be a lovely thing to do to try and give Sandrin some sort of experience or something that he could do, be it a holiday or an experience with his mum, that would leave him with a happy memory in amongst all this mess that they're going through.
It's an unbelievable situation, isn't it? Just to, you don't think that sort of thing's going to happen to you.
No, and relying so much on, a 11-year-old son to really support her and help her through, it's tough.
Yesterday, we went and spoke to the family.
Layla, we were contacted, by a good friend of yours. She walked us through the situation without, telling us too much, but it's been a tough time.
Yes, it's been a very tough time. It's been a 3.5 years journey of battling this rare disease. There's no treatment really out there for us with the adrenal gland cancer, so we are pretty much guinea pigs. Sorry if I said this wrong, but the only thing that we could do is just prolong our lives with, if there is something out there for us.
And really tough personally, a single mum with two beautiful kids.
Extremely tough. Got a daughter with cerebral palsy. She's 13. And she's got problems of her own where she can't walk or do much for herself. She's fully dependent. And I've got my other little one here who is amazing helper and is here for me through everything.
How do you help Mum?
By a lot of things, cleaning the house, doing the lounge, helping with Mirella, and more.
He would never, ever, ever say no. And sometimes I think it's so hard on him because he doesn't have that childhood that other kids do, which is sad, but that's just how it is. I want him to have a lot more, you know, but I'm sorry.
No.
He probably would love to go and do stuff out and about that other kids do that he, you know.
Hasn't had the opportunity to do.
It's been now nearly close to 4 years, you know.
Now, Jane contacted us and she, you know, she, aside from asking, you know, if we can help promote the GoFundMe page that is raising money to fund treatment and look for different things to help you, also mentioned that it might be nice if we can organise some experiences for you and the kids to do, you know, just to get out and, you know, have some lasting memories. So we'd like to do that.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Are you willing to miss school for a few days?
What do you think? Yeah.
Starting tomorrow, you're going to go to the Crumbin Wildlife Sanctuary as a family. You're going to go behind the scenes with the koalas, also with all the kangaroos, and meet some of their famous birds, the birds of prey there. So you'll be able to go and enjoy the whole Crumbin Wildlife Sanctuary just as a family. Without anyone else around, so you can go there and have the day off school and actually start spending a little bit of time as a family. You're pretty excited about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very
exciting.
Get a
day off school.
Yeah, I'm so thankful. Thank you so much. This will be an amazing experience and it will create a lot of memories for us three.
So it'd be nice to spend a few days to spend with the kids, just everything look after, and you just go and enjoy it as a nice family.
I want to spend more time with them, and thank you so much, you guys, for all this.
Well, that's only day one. Tomorrow, after Currumbin, there'll be another surprise.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. You got to say thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to try to not dream about it.
Wow. Yep.
There'll be a surprise tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah.
And the next day.
Do you know, and listening to that too, time is more precious than any money.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Any help at the moment, it seems time is what we can give the family. Is that right?
With experiences. Yeah, it is. And yeah. A simple question I asked was, you know, when was the last time you had a family photo outside of the hospital?
They didn't know.
Didn't know.
Really?
Did not know.
That's really full on, isn't it? And you know what? Just to be a single mum as it is tough.
Let alone a single mum. A child with cerebral palsy with terminal diagnosis.
Mm.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to follow their journey the next few days, but we just wanted to help out. So
Yeah. And they're going to have all the experiences. They didn't want to go anywhere. They wanted to stay here on the Gold Coast and enjoy what the Gold Coast is about.
Bit of a staycation.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo.
Bridget's back after her extended honeymoon of 24 hours.
I needed it.
That whole extra day of sleeping.
Yeah.
It was lovely. Thank you, guys.
It was. And look, we had your wedding on Saturday. It was fantastic. It was awesome. And I love, everyone always looks forward to the speeches. If it's the dad, if it's the broom,
The broom.
The bride and the groom, whoever it is, everyone looks forward to the speeches. Yeah. But I thought, the highlight of your speeches.
Oh, no, I know. What?
Go, what do you reckon?
Dad did a really inappropriate joke.
Tell it.
No, I can't. I'll break FARB codes and practices if I do.
But that's expected from Bede.
Yep. Jamie swore he shouldn't have.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Mine was all right.
Yeah. No, it was... It was your MC. He took the cake. Have a listen.
Toddy
as the MC. This went all day at different parts of the day, and I think he just nailed the occasion. Have a listen to Toddy.
Yourselves hit the bar. We have got the main course coming up, so it is now party time, ladies and gentlemen. All right, talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Talk amongst yourself.
Oh,
if you're heading to work today, make sure you grab yourself a hot dog going through the drive-thru.
So, Toddy's job, I'd never met him. He's a friend of Jamie's.
He's a machine.
Now, they used to MC together. So, he's a professional MC, but he does like the backpacker bar in Brisbane. So, he turns up to this beautiful, elegant wedding of 65 people And yeah.
I loved it because as soon as, you know, we're all sitting there waiting, Rod McLeod, we're waiting for that moment of the new bride and groom to walk through the door, Mr. and Mrs. Broussard, and you, all you hear is, ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding. Yes, bride and groom.
Like the heavyweight champion, you know, battle or whatever.
But you know what?
Yeah.
All day. He didn't miss a beat all day.
Talk amongst yourselves.
We're doing the cake now, ladies and gentlemen. Grab yourself a snap.
Didn't he, after Dad's wedding, which was, Dad's speech, which was really nice and sentimental, but he didn't pick up that tone, did he?
No.
He grabbed the mic off my dad.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks, Pete.
Yeah, he did that too. He held the mic right up, upside down, like it was coming from the roof or something.
Have you ever been to a wedding where the speeches have gone a little bit like that? That was the MC who made the day of the speeches.
I speak from bitter personal experience where I was asked to be MC. Like every wedding I go to, I'm asked to be MC.
Yeah, of course.
And I was introducing the father of the bride. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Oh no.
I've forgotten his name.
Oh no.
Father of the bride.
Yeah. Is the father of the bride. And I died a thousand deaths in that very second.
Too many white knights, eh?
Yeah. That's tough to try and pull yourself out of that.
Yeah.
Give us a call, 13 20 7 10, when the speeches are gone a little bit pear-shaped. Doesn't matter if it was an engagement, a wedding, a 21st. It's very, very funny. One of the highlights was your MC for the day. You recruited him, one of Jamie's mates.
I'd never met him.
You'd never met him. And this is a... Look... At a wedding, this is some of his fine work.
It is now party time, ladies and gentlemen. All right, talk amongst yourselves.
And that was at around 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
This is a day wedding, a beach wedding, reception.
Nice and chilled out, a few bongos in the background. Yeah. And, ladies and gentlemen!
Definitely a few bongos going on in the background. All right. Wedding speeches go wrong, don't they?
This is only the second time I've ever been a best man. I hope I did the job all right that time. The couple in question are at least still talking to me. Unfortunately, they're not actually talking to each other. The divorce came through a couple of months ago.
I have to go to the bathroom, so I'm going to keep this short. I knew Alan would not let anything get in the way of him marrying Michelle. That and the fact that we are a Dutch family and everything had been paid for.
Best caller, going to score a $100 voucher to Barber Brothers & Co., where old school tradition is king.
Cool.
13-27-10, speech has gone wrong. Have you got one? Ian from Advancetown, what happened?
Well, what happened, I was asked to be the best man, and I did the speech at the engagement party, and I thought it was a rather good speech.
Yes.
Gave the groom-to-be a bit of a roasting.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, I was sacked as best man. I never made it to the best man speech at the wedding.
No.
So anyway,
why was
disappointing?
Why was it bad? Why do you like? Was
look? I think there is a time and a place to tell stories about conquest and achievement. So okay. That wasn't the right time or place.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Thank you.
Fair enough. Thank you, Ian.
Pleasure.
Ian. Well, we got to say now is grab yourself breakfast, brush your teeth, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Clark next.